much do tacos really matter? It's Friday night. I had a grueling day. It's long. I have a list of things I can complain about. So I had physical therapy today. Great. I went. It was awesome. Got through that. And then, the appointment started on time. It finished on time. I called for my ride. They forgot me the second time because they forgot to pick me up the first time. So they scrambled around, got somebody to pick me up, and I made it to my appointment on time. Praise God. So I got there. That was good. So then the day continues, and I call for my pickup. And, oh, I forgot about you. Well, let me see if I can get somebody else to pick you up. So I'll call you right back. So I wait. 10 minutes later, I finally get a phone call. And it's, okay, somebody's going to be there in 5-6 minutes. They're so close. Look for this type of car, this make and model. They're going to be there to pick you up and get you home. So, because I can't drive and with my disability and vision issues and balance, that kind of thing. So anyway, so I'm waiting and I get a phone call and the guy's like, so are you standing outside? Because, I'm here. He says, where are you? And I'm like, I'm standing outside and this is what I'm wearing. Where are you? And he's like, well, I don't see you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't see you either. And so I gave him the address of the place and he's like, where is that at? And I'm just like, you're the one with GPS because you're driving. I don't know where you are. And so anyway, I'm getting kind of nervous because it's like, I'm so exhausted. I just want to get home. This has been so long now. So anyway, long story short, the guy doesn't show up. And so then the original person who was supposed to pick me up this morning that forgot me, who forgot me again when my appointment was over, after promising me she would be the one to pick me up, because it's the transportation service that I use. And so anyway, she calls back. She said, so did so-and-so pick you up? Are you on your way home? And I'm like, no, he had no clue where I was at. He didn't know. And so I said, I'm still here and I have no clue. I haven't heard anything about where he's at. I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. And I just need to get home. And by this time, it's been over an hour. And she's like, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna have to come back and pick you up. And I'm just like, so I'm sorry I'm inconveniencing you, but this is your job and you signed up for it. And so it's kind of that you do need to make sure that I get home. And so anyway, by this time, I'm really aggravated. And I just kept thinking of scripture that I've been reading, about patience and in our circumstances. And I just, I don't know. I kept thinking, something about it. I didn't want to get angry. It's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it for my health. It's not worth the frustration, the stress. It's like, it's Friday. I just want to enjoy my Friday. It's a beautiful day out. I just wanted to praise God. And I just kept coming back to that, in the scripture that I've been reading. And I don't want to be a complainer. And I don't want bad things to come out of my mouth, grumbling. And so anyway, I'm just trying really hard. And, I would think it and my grumble face would come on and my grumble heart or whatever. And I'd just be like, nope, I'm not going to. And I just press it down and I'm like, I'm just not going to go there. So anyway, okay, wait, where was I going with this? Hold on, because I may take off on a rabbit trail here. My brain's like a squirrel and sometimes I have to chase my thoughts to figure out where it goes. Hold on. I'm getting there. If you hear silence, it's because I'm really concentrating. So she said she was going to have to come back, and I guess she was going to have to come back and pick me up. So I feel like she was farming it out, and I don't think this is actually authorized by my insurance, so I'm going to check on that because the last time I rode with this person, she actually drove on the wrong side of the road because she was so busy talking on the phone about her son's birthday cake. And I was just, she was late to the party and she had been shopping. And that's why the woman who needed to get in on the ramp couldn't utilize the ramp because it was blocked because she'd been out shopping and it took forever for her to get back to me. And so I'm just like, I'm done with this. And I kept thinking of that. And it's just like, okay, don't go to the past. Don't be bringing that stuff up. Yes, it does need to be addressed because I think it's a hazard to people and our well-being. So I'll take care of it. But I just didn't want to get angry. It was just something about getting frustrated, stressed out, bad for me. And I just didn't want to go there. I don't know. Something just was like, just, you know, don't be angry. Don't walk around and be angry. Smile at people. So I was trying to smile at people today because I was sitting in a place where I felt comfortable, kind of outside but indoors. So I was in where it was a little bit warmer because it was kind of drafty and breezy, even though it was in the high 50s. And that I'm always cold anyways. So I sat kind of inside. So then she finally calls and she's like, okay, I'm here. Where are you? And I'm like, I'm getting up off the bench. And she's like, oh, I see you. So she came back, she picked me up and she didn't really say a whole lot. I think she knew that I was upset. And I mean, cause I was upset and I could have been quick tempered. But I didn't want to go there. So our conversation on the way back was not what it usually is. And she wanted to know, she said, did I pick you up once before? And I said, yes, because this is what we were talking about while you were, you know, I didn't say while you went on the other side of the road and drove against traffic. But yeah, that was me. And I was just praising God that I was like, I want to get home safely. I just want to get home safely. And so anyway, the good news is, yes, I got home safely and I did not get angered. And so that's a work in me that's significant. I didn't let the frustration get me angry and stressed out. I just kind of chalked it off. I'm like, okay, it's Friday. I'm focused on the good things, the things that I can find joy in. It's sunny. It didn't snow. The roads weren't bad this morning. We had rain, but it didn't snow. You know, the birds were out. I did make it to my appointment on time. It was frustrating. I'll take care of it, of this whole situation. But anyway, so after that, I got home and I was like, I am just so exhausted. So I walked across the street to where the grocery store is, and there's Taco Bell in the parking lot. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to pick up tacos for dinner because I'm so tired. I don't want to have to cook. I just want to sit down and relax. I'm going to chill. I'm going to enjoy my Friday night. And this is going to be a treat to myself. I'm going to have tacos on a Friday night. I'm like, tacos? Yeah, because what could be better than tacos? I don't know a lot of things. Well, coffee is always better than tacos, but those are like tops, you know, tops. So anyway, I go to Taco Bell and I place my order. I double check it. I know when I'm at the kiosk and I'm ordering, I take cheese and sour cream off my order because I can't have the dairy. And so I know I double checked it. I triple checked it. I hit okay. So anyway, I get home and I open up the first item and I take a bite and I'm like, whoa, I'm like, that's got sour cream. I'm like, oh no. So I'm like trying to spit it out. And so, and it had cheese. I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. I didn't want to cook. I was like, this is the whole reason I went and picked this up. And I spent good money for, you know, for what? And I can't eat it. And I was like, well, I could post something on Twitter, you know, and complain and, you know, they probably will do something about it. And anyway, so then I opened the taco, just a soft taco. The soft taco was made correctly. So I was like, okay, I'll eat the soft taco, but I'm still hungry. So I went out to the kitchen. I pulled out a tortilla. I had like a can of chili in my pantry. I popped the top on it, heated it up. and I grabbed my cheese. I grabbed my lactose. It's real cheese. It's just naturally lactose free. It's not the fake stuff because I don't like that. So I end up having to fix a taco. Like, I had some stuff here. I didn't have tomatoes and all that, but I was just like, well, I have a bunch of Taco Bell sauce, so I might as well. It's like, I'll just put some of this canned chili on a tortilla and warm it up. And I melted a little bit of cheese on it, and I put a ton of Taco Bell sauce on it and rolled it up and ate it. And you know what? I was full afterward. But while I was in the kitchen and my grumble heart, my grumble face, you know, wanted to come out, I was just like, because I just wanted to speak how dissatisfied I was. But I don't want that to come out of my mouth. We should watch what comes out of our mouth and not have a spirit of grumbling and, you know, complaining. And so anyway, I didn't. Instead, I started thinking, I was like, you know, I'm really lucky because here I am. My dinner was screwed up. I spent money on this and I can't eat it. Like, I got some of it. I had the taco, which, you know, I ate it and it was okay. But how many people don't even have a restaurant that they can go to get food? There are places in the world where people, you just can't walk to a restaurant to get food. They can't find food anywhere. There's a lot of people starving. And so I started thinking of that, and I was like, and here I am, I'm going to grumble because I got restaurants all around me. Honestly, I have a DoorDash gift card that was given to me for Christmas, and I still have funds on it. And I just have a hard time using it because of all the fees that are associated with it. I'm like, dude, that is so expensive. I'm like, you got to be out of your mind. Because really, when you order from DoorDash, you're paying double. By the time, you know, you tip and everything else, some of your food, it costs double. So you have to be careful and mindful of the money that you're spending. And so, you know, it's, we have these modern conveniences, and I just started thinking, I was like, here I am complaining because I have food at home. I can fix something different. Honestly, I have frozen dinners. I could have popped one in the microwave if I'm really that tired. I just had my heart set on a Friday night with tacos. And, you know, after the whole ordeal of trying to get home, it just stacked one thing on the other. I'm just really, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I don't want to think anymore. I just want to sit down. I want to rest my eyes. My body needs rest. But I found myself thinking of scriptures that I have just read and studied about, you know, what we will be held accountable for every word we've ever spoken. And you know, I thought of that, but then I thought of other people who didn't have even what I have. And I think it's an inconvenience to me. And for them, you know, they don't have anything. There are no options. And that's really the perspective that I had. And so I'm glad that God gave me that perspective and that He's working in me to make my heart not, and my lips and my thoughts not of inconvenience or grumbling, but to think of other people first. And so anyway, I did pray that I would get home safely. I prayed also for the driver because as confused and disoriented and just everything, I just wanted whoever they were picking up and wherever they were going today, that they would all arrive safely. I mean, something needs to be done about the transportation issues, obviously, because that's completely, it's dangerous and it could be, very, I don't know the word that I'm looking for, but it's confusing. So, anyway, the confusion needs to be taken out of it. And, so, you know, those things can be addressed, but they can be addressed from with the spirit of professionalism and not one of speaking hastily. Because when I was on the phone, when I finally got a phone call back and she'd asked if I had been picked up yet, I just wanted to say, no, I'm still sitting here. I'm waiting. I don't have a ride home. Are you going to come pick me up? Because I'm really frustrated. And, you know, but it just didn't end up like that. So anyway, I was focused on different things. I enjoyed the time that I did have outside going over to get my tacos. But anyway, now I'm full. I've had my dinner. And I'm home and I'm safe and the kitchen is, well, I got to put my napkins in the trash and put my plate in the dishwasher and then that'll be cleaned up. And I'm going to have a Friday night that's good, because something that's important to me too, and I think if you have a disability or you have even those that are retired or don't have like the Monday through Friday or a regular work schedule, something that is important to us or is important for us is still, you know, because I used to look forward to Friday nights. It's like, yay, it's the weekend, you know? And so with a disability in things, it's just like having those same things to look forward to, just because our days run together sometimes, and it's to look forward to it. It's like, yay, tomorrow's Saturday. And so try to plan something or something to look forward to that is good for our minds and good for our health and our emotions and, in having something that we do look forward to that is like, you know, hey, it's Friday night, I'm going to go get dinner, even if it's by myself, you know, or I'm going to order something and have it for dinner, just to break the week up and have those little things to look forward to. I hope that makes sense. But anyway, so that we do enjoy the weekend, because we can still break up our days and our time and the things that we do. So I don't know. But anyway, that was this Friday. And so I had one taco. It was a very expensive taco, but it worked out. And I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to chill now, because I'm toast. So that's all I wanted to share, was that I had a really a trying day that led to a lot of frustration and could have led to a lot of grumbling, but it didn't. And I think I feel better just because I chose not to grumble. I think that, you know, like God's working within me on those things that I study and pray over, which makes a difference. And it, I don't know, it's just wonderful not to be a grumbler. It really is. It's wonderful to be a grumbler. So do tacos really matter at the end of today? Not really. So I can always try again, maybe tomorrow, but I think next time I'm going to check my order before I leave the restaurant every single time now to make sure there's no dairy. So, and I'll double check with my driver. It's like, so you're going to be picking me up, right? And those kind of things can be worked out. But yeah, it's just nice to live and not grumble and look to things that are fun or exciting, or still, they don't ruin our day, that we don't let those things ruin our day. Grumbling sets a tone. It just sets a downward tone. And you can just spiral. It's like, gosh, my day just got worse. Now my stuff has, you know, dairy all over it. I can't have it. And, you know, then you start looking for every single thing that's gone wrong in the day, and it can spiral. And or, you know, we can count our blessings and be thankful and have a spirit of thanksgiving and of praise, and one, you know, that looks to God for providing. It's like, hey, I got home safely. I did get picked up eventually. I had food to eat. It's still Friday night. It's still Friday evening. The sun's still out. There's still plenty to enjoy. And so I'm going to start my weekend off on a good note. So y'all, I hope do the same thing. And I will catch you next time.